You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zgura, Andrew Gribble, in, of course, for Matt Wilhelm, who is off taking a little vacation for his anniversary. Well-deserved. So we talked about, you know, one of the articles, Jeremy Fowler wrote something about free agent running backs the Browns could look at, Steve Ridley, no Sean Moreno. Don't you feel like they're in good shape with Crow and West? I mean, I do. I certainly think they're fine.
I think so. It wouldn't surprise me if you add to the room. I would be more surprised adding to that group in the draft than I would free agency. So I tend to skew where I would think that if you're going to add to that group, it would be through free agency, getting another kind of a veteran in that room. But I don't know if you need to add a player that you want to expect to have significant carries this year, because, again, you liked what you saw from both of those. I think it was maybe inconsistent at times, but I think you're probably banking on both of those guys to take a major step forward. And seeing what both of them can do,
I think they will,
behind a fully functioning offensive line with Alex Mack there as well.
I really want to see what Crow does in his second year. West, they're both working very hard in this offseason, and I know that Wilbert Montgomery is excited about them. We heard Nelson Agholor, a guy, people like him very, very much. He's starting to really climb boards. I don't know if he's a fit necessarily with us, but I do know he could help returning the ball. And I also know Peter King, you were talking about him at his round table, saying that the Browns could go ahead and maybe move up for a guy like Amari Cooper. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he wrote that, you know, this is kind of a round table. He could see them trading into the top 10 if Cooper is around at 6, 7, or 8. He picked Cleveland as the most likely to trade into the top 10 to get a player like him.
He said, Ray Farmer, I bet he moves around and ends up with a receiver he really likes in the round table, so moving into the top 10. I don't know if he's going to do that. I think last year the Browns traded up so much that I just don't know if they're going to trade up again.
I mean, and again, what do you think the cost would be going from 12 to 8? You wouldn't have to part with number 19, I don't think.
No, but you might have to part with a future one or a two.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you want to do that.
Moving up in the first round costs a lot.
It certainly does, and I don't know that the Browns want to do that. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. Big thanks to Dane Brugler. Again, if you missed that, check it out on the Browns app or at clevelandbrowns.com later today. About a half hour of good, intense draft talk with an Ohio native and a Browns fan who works for CBSSports.com, Dane Brugler. Andrew, good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow. Got to thank our producer, Emmett Golden. We should have Jason Gibbs back tomorrow as well as the vacations keep rolling on here. The draft, again, three weeks, two days away here for the draft. We're almost there.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it's this soon, I guess. Maybe I was expecting even more of a buildup. Last year kind of
went on forever.
With the buildup. Yeah,
yes, went on forever. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Andrew Gribble, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.